President Abraham Lincoln to Nathaniel Banks, August 5th, 1863. My dear General Banks, Governor Boutwell read me today that part of your letter to him which relates to Louisiana affairs. While I very well know what I would be glad for Louisiana to do, it is quite a different thing for me to assume direction of the matter. I would be glad for her to make a new constitution recognizing the Emancipation Proclamation and adopting emancipation in those parts of the state to which the proclamation does not apply. And while she is at it, I think it would not be objectionable for her to adopt some practical system by which the two races could gradually live themselves out of their old relation to each other and both come out better prepared for the new. Education for young blacks should be included in the plan. After all, the power or element of contract may be sufficient for this probationary period, and by its simplicity and flexibility may be the better. As an anti-slavery man, I have a motive to desire emancipation, which pro-slavery men do not have. But even they have strong enough reason to thus place themselves again under the shield of the Union, and to thus perpetually hedge against the recurrence of the scenes through which we are now passing. Governor Shepley has informed me that Mr. Durant is now taking a registry with a view to the election of a constitutional convention in Louisiana. This, to me, appears proper. If such convention were to ask my views, I could present little else than what I now say to you. I think the thing should be pushed forward, so that if possible, its mature work may reach here by the meeting of Congress. For my own part, I think I shall not, in any event, retract the Emancipation Proclamation, nor, as executive, ever return to slavery any person who is freed by the terms of that proclamation or by any of the acts of Congress. If Louisiana shall send members to Congress, their admission to seats will depend, as you know, upon the respective houses and not upon the president. If these views can be of any advantage in giving shape and impetus to action there, I shall be glad for you to use them prudently for that object. Of course, you will confer with intelligent and trusty citizens of the state, among whom I would suggest Messrs. Flanders, Hahn, and Durant, and to each of whom I now think I may send copies of this letter. Still, it is perhaps better not to make the letter generally public. Yours very truly, A. Lincoln.